Hare Krishna. Some time back, we did a vlog about the yoga of giving, and this morning I was also just speaking to Sankirtan devotees that the whole essence of book distribution, Harinam, preaching, prasadam distribution, is to give to others because it's good for them. Not even necessarily because it makes me feel good to give, or I don't preach to people because I like to hear the sound of my voice. But we're out on the street selling books and so on to do good for others, and the only real obstruction that's in the way is us. True that it can get hot, it can get cold, your back can hurt, and so many other things, but that's going on anyway. There's a lot of people. I'm just looking out the window here, and a lot of people in the construction industry, summer, winter, they're out there building, working, and they're not passing out the nectar. They're just banging nails and stuff like that. So it's not exactly the most rewarding type of work, but they do it because they have to do it. And there's people collecting 100-pound bags of potatoes all day long from the fields. There's all kinds of austerities being taken in order to make a living, simply without any effort is is generally not the rule, rather it's the exception. So yes, it's austerity, and that's tapo divyaputrakadina tattvam. But the real austerity is us. The real austerity is the false ego, the mama, aham, I and mine. What I like, what I don't like, what's problematic, as we tend to get in the way. And sadhana, the whole principle of sadhana is that if you do something long enough with proper attention, then you'll become tadatma, or you become connected with that other thing. Prabhupada would say, keep an iron rod in the fire long enough and it becomes fire. Have a dog living with cats all his life, and he'll think he's a cat also. So similarly, if we, in the practice of not me, but for others, I want to give, I want to do good, I want to help others. We make a conscious effort, being consciously aware of being free from some type of egoistic attitude, and be in this benevolent mood towards others, then in due course of time it'll become spontaneous, it'll become natural. And that's what's required to be Krishna conscious. And Krishna's saying, Mami kam sharanam bhaja, you have to depend on me exclusively. No one else can get in the way. Krishna wants exclusive devotion. And in order to give that exclusive devotion, we have to cultivate the sadhana for it. And the sadhana of that devotion is most intensely and most quickly developed on sankirtan, on book distribution, because it's either make it or break it. You can stand on the altar and offer arti, and your mind can be a million miles away, but generally you're not going to be able to do that if you're be a million miles away. That is, if you're preaching, if you're distributing books, you have to be there. So that practice of being there and of putting ourselves in the background and just doing that which pleases Krishna, that qualifies us ultimately for getting Krishna's mercy or Krishna's grace. But you need to practice it. That is all. It was Abu Manir Shamit. And unless we put ourselves in that type of situation, in other words, unless we're regularly in a position where we have to be thinking of others and doing good for others, it's going to be very difficult for us to overcome our false ego. And it's going to be very difficult to get into this mood of Mami Kam Sharanam Braja, that Krishna is everything, and we're just dependent on Krishna rather than Punksastriya Maituni Bhava Maitar. All these other things are going to get in the way and will obstruct us from really advancing in spiritual life. So we need to be practicing. It's the sadhana of sankirtan. The sadhana of sankirtan, yajna, sankirtana, prayer. Whatever type of sankirtan we're talking about or one is doing, it has to be accompanied by that conscious effort of giving Krishna to others and pleasing Krishna. And as we do that, then, yes, we will start naturally moving more and more. It will become habitual, moving more in the background, and Krishna will come more and more in the foreground. And, of course, when we're talking about Krishna, Krishna is very, very demanding. So he's more demanding than the people on the street and the people that we're preaching to. Krishna says, Mami Kam Sharanam, he wants everything. Sarva Dharmam Paricchaya, he wants everything from us for eternity. And that's a lot. And it doesn't happen with a drop of a hat. You have to cultivate that type of mood, that is anushilanam. So unless we practice it, how will it come? It's just going to all of a sudden happen one day. I think everyone who's in Krishna consciousness for some time realizes that things just don't happen all of a sudden. It's a process. But the more conscientious we are of the elements of that process and how we need to apply it to ourselves, then the faster and more effectively that it works. Hare Krishna.